As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is draft day. We are at the link. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at Mark's-Jewelers.com. Which position would you like the Eagles to draft tonight, defensive line or secondary? Ike, what do you think the poll is saying?
Probably defensive line.
By how much?
I'll go 64%.
80% Damn. Say defensive line.
Oh, it's a trench.
80%.
A trench city.
Yes.
81% when you add my vote.
There we go. Speaking of the trenches, Ruben Frank joins us here at the link. You is that where you are as well?
Yeah.
Defensive line?
Most likely defensive line, but O-line would never surprise me with Howie.
Really?
Yeah.
And are you a huge draft guy? Are you a guy who digs into the tape? Do you grind tape?
I let Dave Zangaro do the grinding.
Okay.
And then I just kind of say whatever he said.
Okay.
No, I do. I love the draft. It's a little much leading up to it, but the draft itself, I mean, tonight's going to be amazing. So because a lot of the stuff that's going to happen is stuff nobody ever speculated on.
Right.
There's always those surprises, the guys who, you know, go later than you expected. I don't even say they slid. They didn't. They were never going to go. You know, they didn't slide. They're just being picked lower than mock drafts had them. So there's always guys that go earlier, guys who go later. There'll be somebody we'll talk about who's going to go in the second round. It's just the way it always is. Makes it fun.
Now, I guess up until this point, the last time you were on the show with us, it was free agency day where the Eagles didn't do anything.
Yeah.
What is your impression of the offseason so far?
And I just realized the last time I was in this building was the NFC Championship game.
It was a pretty good day for the Eagles.
That was a good day.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Your impression of the offseason so far?
There.
It's just been a weird offseason.
Yeah, it has, but I think it was a necessary one. I just think that the approach makes sense, and it's hard to, you know, it's hard to see guys that just won a Super Bowl leave, but you got to do it. You got to stay young. I think they made a mistake after 17 by kind of clinging to that roster a little too long, the Corey Grahams and the Ronald, just that whole nucleus. It ran its course, and they started sliding and, you know, kind of hit rock bottom in 20, and then he started rebuilding again with good draft picks. But as long as you draft well, this approach is going to work. And, you know, they just signed Cam Jurgens. If you kept Josh Sweat, maybe you can't sign Cam Jurgens. So I think it makes sense. It's not easy to watch your team get dismantled like this, but I think it had to happen.
Ike, let me ask you this, and then Rube, I'll go to you. How many, out of the draft this year, how many day one starters do you think the Eagles need for next season?
Day one?
Day one.
None.
None?
None.
So if they start Jalix Hunt, Nolan Smith, Keely Ringo, I don't even know who they're starting at the other safety.
Right.
Sydney Brown, Junior, and then at linebacker, and then, you know, whether it's Steen or the guy they traded for at offensive guard. You don't think they need any starters?
No, I mean, when you say need, I don't know if they can get a guy and he's going to step in there day one and be a starter. And so that's the way I sort of look at it. I think the Eagles are looking at this and they're saying, we have somewhat of a penciled in starting unit right now. We'll move some pieces around, but you're always better off assuming, at least as a staff, until you have players in your possession, you're often better putting together a game plan around guys that you have. So, for instance, let's say defensive end, whether it's Nolan Smith and Jalix Hunt or Uche or whoever else they brought in, whoever shakes out Bryce Huff, whoever shakes out of that guy, two of those guys have a better chance of being a starter than a day one. Now, unless the Eagles move up to the top 15 and get one of those guys, I'm just assuming they stay at 32.
Right.
So you stay at 32, I don't think there's a player that automatically steps on the field day one and makes the Eagles a better football team, even if I go to the cornerback position. Ringo and Adoree Jackson probably have a better chance of starting off the season than any rookie that comes in.
I would throw Eli Ricks in that mix, too.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Well, yeah, you could throw Eli Ricks in there, yeah.
Rube, do you feel the same way?
Yeah, I do. You could run their best 22 players out there right now, and that's a 12-13 win team. I really believe that. You look at the offense, they certainly – and I don't think Steen or Green is going to be the right guard. I just have a feeling it's going to be someone else. Could be somebody they draft this weekend. But, yeah, I think they have a good enough roster right now. Now, look, they're going to get better, and with Howie's draft record over the last 4 years, if he does that again, which is a lot to ask, they're going to add a couple good pieces, a couple important pieces. But as far as do they have to get a starter on day one at 32? No, I think your chances of getting a start at 32 are slim. Yeah. Like I said, if you – and I don't think they can get up higher than, I don't know, low 20s.
Right, yeah. I was going to say, how far do you think they can go up?
Yeah, it's going to be tough, even for Howie. I think when you're drafting in the top half of the first round, then you have that expectation that this guy's going to come in from the jump and be a starter. But at 32, that's not going
to
happen.
It's hard for me to look at the team and say next year they'll be a Super Bowl-level team, losing essentially five starters and replacing them with guys that were backups last year. Do you know what I mean? Like, guys that they decided last year weren't good enough to start over the guys this year. Unless you see a huge jump from one of those guys. You see a huge jump from Kelee Ringo or a huge jump. It's just
It's possible.
They're just obviously a worse team.
I mean, well, but here's the thing. Yeah. We didn't think they would make the jump they made last year.
Well, that's a good point. They also had two rookies that ended up – I mean
– I understand, but we didn't know what they were going to look like is all I'm saying.
Yep.
I don't know what these guys are going to look like this year. I think for me, I'm saying I trust Vic Fangio going into the year. You know, the Justin Simmons thing is still out there. For people that are concerned about the safety position, that's a veteran that's out there. If it gets to that point to where they're not comfortable, I don't think they go into the season feeling uncomfortable. I think they're always looking, and they always have something in their back pocket in case of an emergency. If they need to pull that lever, like Howie will go pull that lever. He did it for James Bradberry. He did it for CJ GJ.
He did it for Dotson.
He did it for Ron Darby when he traded away Jordan Matthews in 2017.
Did it for Becton.
So Howie will assess the situation, and then he'll say, you know what, this is not going to work. We need to do something else.
I also think there's a tendency to maybe overrate a little bit what they lost. Like, Milton Williams is a good player. He's not a $100 million player. He's a good –
I agree with that.
Yeah, he's good.
Well, but don't we a little bit, after they leave, sort of, minimize the impact they had? I mean, Sweat – as soon as Sweat left – I agree from a contract perspective with Milton Williams and Josh Sweat. Those were big numbers, right? But I think we have a tendency to, after these guys leave, say, they're not worth anything, whereas, like, Sweat – led the team in sacks, and Milton Williams, all we could do was talk about how great they were for drafting and developing him. So either they're really good or they're not really good.
I think there's an in-between, though.
Talent isn't irreplaceable.
Exactly.
In other words, Josh Sweat was a good player.
Good player.
That's not talent that's irreplaceable.
Sure.
You know, Milton Williams, good player, but that's not talent that's irreplaceable.
Yeah, that's fair.
Totally agree.
215-592-9494. Mike in Norristown, you're on WIP. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what do you know? What do you say?
Hey,
beautiful day, guys.
Mikey Two Sigs. Now, Mike, what do you know? What do you say? Now, you did promise to increase your smoking if the Phillies did not sign Juan Soto.
That was Tommy Tuesday.
I don't smoke anything, buddy.
Okay, all right, my bad. I thought you were the guy that promised to smoke more. It was a different.
I like the greenery a little bit, but I get too weird, so I stopped doing it.
No. All good. I'm sorry. I confuse my guys. My bad.
Funny sober. You should see me if I mess up. Anyway, all right. I got the Galamado. Galamad ready to go tonight.
Hey, Galamad. Hey.
Forget about it.
Hey, Brujo.
This is what they're going to do tonight.
All right.
And you told me a couple weeks ago I was crazy. I'm not giving up on it. What they're going to do, they're trading Jacoby Dean. They're trading Josh Huff. They're going from 32 to 10. They're going to get
Josh Huff
Jason
isn't here
Grant.
Anymore.
Bryce Huff.
Not Josh Huff.
Different Huff. Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Yeah, we got.
Hold up. They're going from 32 to 10 with Bryce Huff and an injured Jacoby Dean?
Yeah, he was a beast when he got hurt.
Yep.
He is a player.
This makes a lot of sense.
Jeremiah Trotter Jr. is going to step up. He's ready.
Bro,
he's hungry.
There is no way they're going from 32 to 10.
Would you let the man go?
Even if you throw Josh Huff in there.
Yeah, as many Huffs. Any other Huffs?
Calm down, man. I don't know
You're
everything.
Not going to number 10.
You guys know more
Come
than me,
on.
But I know more than the average bear in football, okay?
Wow.
You guys know more than me. I'll give it to you.
They would probably have to trade. I mean, if you're talking about picks, they would have to trade their next two firsts along with this first
easily.
To get to 10.
You know
I think
what? I don't
Bryce Huff and Nakobe could probably get you early into the second round.
All right. Hey, you know what? I'll tell you what, in all seriousness,
Nakobe, like, we don't know. Like, that's a serious injury. We don't know what he's going to look like. I mean, I love the kid, and he was playing at such a high level when he got hurt. It was terrible timing, but we don't know what Nakobe Dean's going to look like when he does come back, and we don't know when that'll be. So,
well, tonight,
as far as trade value, he doesn't have any.
I'm going to be eating hydrating, drinking through free. We're getting Jason Graham, so way or another. Remember that.
Jason Graham?
We're getting Jason Graham tonight.
Oh, for three.
Yeah.
Mason Graham.
Are you sure you're not smoking any of the green stuff, Mike? Are you
I
sure?
Wish I was.
All right.
Do you have any?
No, I don't. There he is, Mike. Hey,
can we get, for the rest of the show, can we get people's favorite trade ideas for tonight?
Oh, I would love trade ideas.
Fake trade Thursday?
Fake trade Thursday. I love fake trades.
Yeah.
I love fake trades. I just don't know. The problem is they don't have, like, player trades are so difficult in the NFL. So moving up with a player is so difficult. And their picks, even if you traded every pick
they had.
We're
just giving away the same two players we only give away to everybody.
Yeah, that we don't want.
That we don't want.
Right. Bryce Huff. Bryce Huff's always the first one.
Then Dallas Goedert.
Dallas Goedert, yeah. Right. Do you think – you don't think – I mean, does Dallas Goedert help you at all
no.
this weekend? Does
no.
he get you
he
a does, fifth?
And that's why he's still here because they can't right. – look, he's 30. He's injured all the time. And when he's healthy, he's still, I think, a top 10 tight end, well into the top 10. But he doesn't have any trade value. That's why he's still here. Hopefully they can kind of come to an agreement, you know, pay him $5 million and he's okay with it and you keep him for a year, develop your young tight end. But as far as trade value, he has none.
Yeah, I don't know
From
if any –
$14 million to $5 million?
I mean, because where's he going to get five? Everybody's out of money.
I tell you what.
If he gets cut?
You had to cut me.
Yeah, no, I hear you. But Dallas is going to – and that's probably what he would do. But nobody's got money to pay Dallas Goedert.
Right.
Who's
right.
going to pay him more than he would make here? Maybe $7 million, whatever the number is.
Maybe the Colts?
Maybe.
Colts or the Giants.
Yeah, I just don't know that the cap situations for those guys after we're this far into
months
free
into
agency.
Free agency.
Yeah.
Nobody's got any money for a 30-year-old off-injured tight end.
Yeah.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
215-592-9490. I actually don't know if anyone is going to call us today with a realistic trade idea. I challenge.
I want to take all the trade ideas.
Yeah, even the crazy one.
Yeah.
You just want someone to say AJ.
Well, listen.
Yeah.
Don't tempt me with a good time.
215-592-9494. Hey, speaking of trades, a place where you can trade up and you don't need a first-round pick is Colonial Hyundai. Right now, Colonial, they opened this brand new dealership, right? It's the grand reopening. John Ashdale, the cars are, the team at Colonial have designed the best dealership anywhere to make your process of buying a brand new Hyundai even better. And the thing right now is that they have a very, very special selection. It's only lasting to the end of the month of over 200 brand new Hyundais that they can get the very, very best deal on. But it is first come, first serve. So if you need a Palisade, they got it, but first come, first serve. If you need a Kona, they got it. A Tucson, an Ioniq 5 or 6, they got it. First come, first serve. The very best deal they can give you. No games, no hassle, no wasting your time. Going to get you a great deal on your trade. Locked in savings. And until the end of April, the best financing anywhere. Down to 0%. 0% doesn't get any lower than that. 3-year complimentary maintenance with every new Hyundai bought at Colonial. America's best warranty, 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. So the TJ Watt rumors are still jumping around all over the place.
Mm.
Would you trade 32 for TJ Watt?
Me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I guess the big question
wouldn't
is,
even think twice about it.
Rube, would you?
How old's TJ Watt? He's only like 29.
He's 30. I think he's 30. Yeah.
Or he'll be 30 this year.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to get more from TJ Watt. I mean, he's still a good player. You get more from him than you're going to get from 32.
I think the biggest question that we don't – I've yet to find somebody give me a satisfactory answer to the cap question about any of this.
Jake Rosenberg on.
Well, the problem I have is we all say they can figure it out until they start letting go of – like starters from their Super Bowl team, and then all of a sudden, as you were saying, well, they need to do it from a cap perspective. I'm not blaming you. It's exactly what they say, but it's such a difficult with the. I've always said the NBA salary cap is complicated, but I understand it. I can figure out what they can do. I cannot figure out what the Eagles can do from a cap perspective. So I don't even know if it's realistic for them to trade for TJ Watt because then they got to extend him, and it's a $30 million a year player. And I think we're led to believe that we can't fit any more $30 million a year players under the cap.
Probably not, but what Howie does with voidable years,
see,
he can extend contracts 7 years.
Right.
And when they're paying that money, the cap's going to be a lot higher. I mean, that's really it in a nutshell. So nobody manipulates the cap better than Howie. And kind of the corollary to that is understanding player value and pick value. So you put all that together and you get a roster that you can't figure out how they can pay all these guys. TJ Watt, though, might be a little much.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Joe and Yaden, you're on WIP. What's up, Joe?
Hello, people. How are you doing?
Hi, people.
Hi, person. First time caller, so be gentle.
Right? Well, we'll see.
We'll see how it goes.
We'll see.
I wouldn't count on it.
Yeah.
Two things, actually. The Phillies, the good and the bad and the ugly. Okay, the good, the Eagles, yeah, NFL draft. I look forward to that. And I think they're going to actually trade down. I really believe they're going to trade down.
That's actually,
I hope they do it early.
Yeah, that's actually Ike's worst nightmare.
Well, I hope, as long as they do it by pick 20.
Right. Because you see, the thing is, Joe, Ike's got to be here until the Eagles pick. And if they get to 30 and the Eagles, all of a sudden we get across the line that the Eagles have traded out of their pick, then Ike has just wasted, you know, 8 hours of his day.
Yes.
So just the only hope is if they trade. No, why do you think they trade out?
Well, I think if we still quality players available, you know, even at a defensive line or slash edge during that span, and they'll get an extra pick along the way too. Cause I figure they'll fall down because again, the first 10 picks pretty much know who they're going to take other than Sanders. I don't know where he's going to go. He could go down as low as 20. You don't know.
That's not going to happen.
So being said, I think there's a lot of players up there on defense that actually could help them.
Yeah.
Well, the one thing,
Miles Sanders.
Who is Sanders?
Barry Sanders.
You value that first round pick because you get the opportunity to option the fifth year,
right? Mm-hmm.
So depending on who the player is, like you, it's almost it's a benefit to have that player in the first round.
But that makes it more valuable for a team that wants to trade too.
That's true.
You're getting that guy for that fifth year.
Yep.
Here's one scenario that I really like, because Howie even the other day said, we don't have 32 first round picks on our board. We just don't have it. So, you know, he's thinking, let's get out of 32. It's just a matter of whether he can, because other teams feel the same way. But I like the idea of getting out of 32, getting into that like 40 to 45 range, and then taking 64. I think Howie thinks the middle of the second round is like his sweet spot. So take 64 and move up. And get it. So take the pick that you got, and you know, for trading out of 32, and then move up from 64 into that middle of the second round, into like 45 to 50, 55. And I think that's Howie's comfort zone. I think that's where he wants to pick and where he feels like the best value is.
That's where you get Mason Taylor.
Could be. Yep. I love Mason Taylor.
Makes a lot of sense. And the TJ Watt thing, no. First of all, he's injury prone for one. Two, he's 30.
No, he's not.
30,
injury
number
prone. He's not injury prone.
When's the last time he missed a game?
It was 3 years ago. He missed like 12 games. I think he had a foot injury.
I take it back with that. Oh, yeah. And a bad note now, from bad to ugly, the Phillies.
Yeah.
Okay? I said 90 wins before the season started. I thought, okay, things will be okay. They're not as good as the Mets. They're not as good as Atlanta. I thought, you know, they'd maybe get a wild card. Now, no. There's no shot. No.
No shot.
They have a bunch of overplay players. Okay?
Well, let me ask you this, Joe. What is different? What's different with the Phillies today compared to the Phillies prior to the season that makes you, aside from the fact that their record is 13-12, what about their play is different than you expected it to be?
Well, this year I expected more small ball. I was wrong.
They have done more of that. I think the issue is, and Jack mentioned this yesterday, the issue is there's not small balls, that they're not hitting home runs.
Yeah.
I think we missed that a little bit. I mean, Alec Bohm has none. Trey Turner has what, one?
They have two guys with more than two home runs.
Yeah.
They're 23rd in the league in home runs.
By the way, I said this 2 weeks into the season, abort mission.
I think they've done that too, and they're still not hitting home runs.
You're right.
Well, I'm just saying, though, but I'm saying I noticed they weren't hitting home runs.
Right. Yep, that's true. That's true.
More home runs, less small ball. How about that?
Yes.
Well, if that's the case, it's fine. But again, you're going to have to strike out. You know,
if it comes with home runs, I'll take it. I don't care at this point.
Well, you know, you guys are more positive than me. I'm a realist. You know, I'm a big baseball fan in general. Yeah. I miss the old days back in the 50s and 60s and 70s where actually pitchers would go seven innings, and they would moan and groan. You can't take me out. You take me out. You're tired. You're tired. Now, pitch count now. These players are going to be bigger, stronger, and faster.
Hey, Joe, we don't need to go back to the 50s for pitchers throwing seven.
That was 10 years ago.
Yeah, we can go back to the 90s if we want, or the early 2000s. All right, Joe, thank you for the call, man.
Okay, you're welcome.
I appreciate it. Hey, Rube, are there any, like we said at the beginning of the show, if there's a guy or two tonight that you would love for the Eagles to come away with, do you have any favorites? Do you have a guy you're like, I really love this guy?
Well, Abdul Carter's one.
Well,
but
realistically
I kind of like Walter Nolan.
Yeah.
And I think he's a realistic guy if Howie does sit at 32 or even early in the second round. I think he's a guy, he's got a little pass rush in him. He could come in and play right away in a nice rotation. when Jalen gets double teamed, he can make some plays. He's good against the run. I think he'd be a really good fit.
215-592-9494. Okay, Dennis has a trade idea. Let's grade a draft. Jack will grade your trades the rest of the day.
Are you ready?
Yep. Grade your trade. All right, Dennis, go ahead.
How are you guys doing today?
What's up, Dennis?
All right, so here we go. I think the Eagles take the 32 pick, right? Trade down with Tanner McKee and Goddard to the Saints at number 9.
Oh, boy.
And then that's when we draft Tyler Warren.
Bang. All right. Bang.
Jack, what grade are you giving that trade?
That's an A+.
A+. So you think
Tanner McKee should be on the table in a trade this draft.
But hold
100%.
On. Jack, you're giving that an A+. You're saying the Eagles can get from 32 to 9 with their backup quarterback.
You're getting a quarterback?
Yeah.
Well, but everyone here tells me this guy could start in the league.
No.
Backup quarterback and their injured 30-year-old tight end
who
plays 8 games a year.
Yeah.
Could get you from 32 to 9.
Yeah. I don't think so, Dennis. I don't think you're getting
that. Sorry, the only A-plus is an AJ trade.
Okay.
I'll give it a solid A-.
All right. Thank you for the call, Dennis. What about offense in the first round? Do you think there's any chance the Eagles would take an offensive player, aside from the skill player, not offensive line?
Never say no, like if Matthew Golden slides down or something. But no, I just – it's not going to be a quarterback. It's not going to be a running back. If it's a tight end, it's not going to be the Penn State kid. If Loveland drops down, I could see how he kind of moving up a little. But I think it's pretty unlikely.
Jack, I'm not going to let you grade people's trade if you're going to give somebody an A+.
Grade.
Yeah.
All right, no, I got a little too – I got a little excited. I'm going to be completely honest.
Right,
with you.
Yeah.
So my real grade?
Yeah.
B.
No.
It was close. It was closer than Bryce Huff was not mentioned, which I think is a big win for now, any fake trade.
Ike, did you say you would trade Tanner McKee for a third round pick?
No.
Okay. I said no, and Jack said yes. Would you, Rube? I would not.
I really like the kid, but he's played one game. It was against a bad team. And
backup quarterback's pretty important.
It sure is.
Unless you have a better plan.
Well, Ian Book still,
Oh, no.
A third round. What kind of third round pick? Like if top of the third round?
Saints pick.
Yeah, ninth pick.
I would have to think about it because you're talking about an – and I like Tanner McKeel. I've been bullish on him since the first practice I saw him. But third round pick, you're getting a difference maker there.
Wait a minute.
You're talking about a backup quarterback?
So we're getting a difference maker, even though none of us can say that they're going to get a starter with their first round pick.
You're going
to get something better than a valuable backup quarterback in the middle of the third round.
Think about some of their third round picks over the. I mean, Milton Williams, the third. Brian Westbrook was the third round pick.
Jalix Hunt.
Yeah. Wait, what are the odds that Tanner McKee is ever going to really help you?
I don't know. What if Jalen's hurt at the end of every year? I mean, what if you need somebody to play 5 games?
What do you think Tanner McKee's record would be in those 5 games? 3-2.
3-2.
So you'd rather have 3-2 than a – see, you can find a veteran quarterback and be your backup.
Who?
Kenny Pickett. Trade for him.
Yeah. All right. We will depress everyone by talking about the Phillies next. It is draft day. We are at Lincoln Financial Field. Jack is grading your trades. We also want to know which guy do you want, and would you rather the Eagles in the first round go defensive line or secondary? 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. We got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.